The Good News, according to Luke, chapter 18. And he spoke a parable to them about the necessity for them to pray at all times, and not to grow weak, saying, There was a judge in some city who did not fear God, and didn't show respect for anyone. And there was a widow in the city who came to him frequently, saying, Give me justice, and defend me from the one who is charging me. For a time he wouldn't do it, but later he said within himself, Though I don't fear God nor show respect for anyone, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will give her justice so that she doesn't wear me out with her persistence. And the Lord said, Do you hear what the unrighteous judge says? Therefore won't God give justice to his elect who cry out to him day and night, even when it seems as if he is slow in responding to them? I say to you that he will execute his vengeance suddenly. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth? And he also spoke this parable to some who believed themselves to be righteous, and treated the rest with contempt. Two men went up to the temple to pray. One was a Pharisee, and the other was a tax collector. The Pharisee stood and prayed in this way to himself, God, I thank you that I am not like other men, chasing after money, unjust, an adulterer, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice in the week, I give tithes from everything that I get. But the tax collector, standing at a distance, would not even lift his eyes up to heaven, but beat his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I say to you, this man went down to his house justified instead of the other. For everyone who honors himself will be humbled, but he who humbles himself will be honored. And they brought their babies to him for him to touch them. But when the disciples saw it, they rebuked them. But Jesus called them to him, saying, Allow the little children to come to me, and don't forbid them, because the kingdom of God belongs to ones like these. Truly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will in no way enter into it. And a certain nobleman asked him, saying, Good teacher, what must I do to receive eternal life? And Jesus said to him, Why do you call me good? No one is good except one, which is God. You know the commandments, do not commit adultery, do not kill, do not steal, do not commit perjury, honor your father and mother. And he said, All these things have I observed from my youth until now. And when Jesus heard it, he said to him, You still lack one thing. Sell all that you have and distribute it to the poor, and you will have a store of treasure in heaven. And come, follow me. But when the nobleman heard these things, he became very dejected, because he was extremely rich. And Jesus, seeing him dejected, said, How difficult it is for those who have riches to enter into the kingdom of God. For it is easier for a camel to enter in through the eye of a needle than for a wealthy man to enter into the kingdom of God. And those who heard it said, Then who can be saved? But he said, Things which are impossible with men are possible with God. And Peter said, Look, we have left everything and followed you. And he said to them, Truly I say to you, there is no one who has left house or parents or brethren or wife or children for the kingdom of God's sake, who will not receive much more in this time and in the age to come, the fullness of the eternal life of God. Start Dyer Commentary. This verse is a little difficult to understand. It seems to indicate that eternal life is something which believers receive in the age to come. Yet from other parts of the Bible, it is clear that this is something we receive when we receive Jesus. See John chapter 3, verse 36, and 1 John chapter 5, verse 12. There are many other verses. Not something which we get later on. The logical explanation must be that in the resurrection, when we are free from this earthly body, then we will have a full and unrestricted enjoyment of God's eternal life, which we received through Jesus when we believed. Furthermore, with respect to the phrase, receive much more, Jesus had just finished an extensive teaching about the difficulties and danger of riches when he mentioned this. Therefore, he cannot be predicting wealth for his followers in this age. The best understanding of this seems to be that we will not possess these things for ourselves, but that we may have the enjoyment of them even while they still belong to others. End Dyer Commentary. And having gotten the 12 together, he said to them, Look, we are going up to Jerusalem, and all the things which are written through the prophets concerning the Son of Man will be fulfilled, for he will be turned over to the Gentiles, and will be mocked, shamefully treated, and spit on. Then they will beat him with whips, and kill him. But the third day he will rise again. But they understood none of these things, for this saying was hidden from them, and so they didn't understand the things which were said. And it happened, as he drew near Jericho, a certain blind man sat by the wayside begging. And hearing a crowd passing by, he asked what was happening. And they told him that Jesus of Nazareth was going by. So he cried out, saying, Jesus, you son of David, have mercy on me. And those who were in front rebuked him, telling him to be quiet. But instead he cried out even more, You son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stopped and asked for him to be brought to him. And when he had come near, he asked him, What do you want me to do for you? And he said, Lord, I want to receive my eyesight. And Jesus said to him, Receive your sight. Your faith has saved you. And immediately he received his eyesight and followed him, glorifying God. And everyone who saw it also praised God. This is the end of Luke chapter 18.
The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.